A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. As we've now entered into this new year, I still want to consider some of the things that you should be contemplating, pondering upon deeply because of the truth of God's word as he speaks in this chapter about the new things to come and how we are to be made new and ready. In fact, it even says in verse 12 that we should hasten the coming day of the Lord when all things are to be dissolved by fire. Is that true of you? Have you repented in this old year, being ready for the new year, being ready for all of life, for eternities to come? Or did you let it slip by and you now have continued in your sin? Even the very New Year's resolutions that you took are already broken, perhaps. Well, God gives you a chance here, for he says about the patience of the Lord. And we need to consider that God is patient. But remember, he's not patient forever. It says in verse 9 of the same chapter, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God desires repentance, that you should experience his new life, that you should repent of the old and enter into his newness of life. We've been looking at Christmas, the whole Christmas story in this past month. And remember, keep on reminding yourself that Christ didn't come just to be born. Wonderful as it was when he was born in a manger and all the glorious things that happened, but he came to die, to make you new. And so if it says here that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, because some mock, it says in this chapter, some say, where is this Lord who promised to come? But his reason for slowness is because he's patient toward who? Toward you, wishing that you should not perish, but repent. Unkulunkulu fisa guti, upenduge, yikuguti, uyagbega zelel, yikuguti, ufunuguti, upenduge, uzungene ezintwen ezisha, ezincha zake, umhlaba musha, nezulu elisha. Are you ready for him? Are you thanking God for his patience and using it, not abusing it, so that you truly repent and receive his salvation?